The Persistence of Desire, read by John Updike.
Penny Packer's office still smelled of linoleum. It was a clean, sad scent that seemed to lift from the checkerboard floor in squares of alternating intensity. This pattern had given Clyde, as a boy, a funny, nervous feeling of intersection, and now he stood crisscrossed by a double sense of himself, his present identity extending down from Massachusetts to meet his disconsolate youth in Pennsylvania, projected upward from a distance of years. The enlarged, tinted photograph of a lake in the Canadian wilderness still covered one whole wall, and the walnut-stained chairs and benches continued their vague impersonation of the Shaker manner. The one new thing, set squarely on an orange end table, was a compact black clock constructed like a speedometer. It showed in Arabic numerals the present minute, 1:28, and coiled invisibly in its works the two infinities of past and future. Clyde was early. The waiting room was empty. He sat down on a chair opposite the clock. Already it was 1:29, and while he watched, the digit slipped again, another drop, into the brimming void. He glanced around for the comfort of a clock with a face and gracious, gradual hands. A stopped grandfather matched the other imitation antiques. He opened a magazine and immediately read, "Science reveals that the cells of the normal human body are replaced in toto every 7 years." The top half of a Dutch door at the other end of the room opened, and, framed in the square, Penny Packer's secretary turned the bright disk of her face towards him. Mr. Bain.